Go ahead and call the meeting to order. Up first is disbursements. Mr. Porter, whenever you get ready.
This is just the end of the year bills that need to be approved by the board.
We have a motion to tie up the end of the year to disbursements.
Motion to approve the disbursement.
Second.
Motion's been made with a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Well, that's a hot mic. Motion carries. Up next is adoption of tax levies. Tax levies is identical to last year. Any discussion or questions on tax rates? If not, I'll make a motion to adopt the tax levies as proposed.
Second.
Motion's been made with a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is finance. Mr. Porter.
So I provided each of you with a copy of the budget. The projected expenses for fiscal year 27 budget shows 90,651,204 with a revenue of 90,725,752. Those numbers do show a small surplus amount, but with the opioid funding, there's $78,354 that's showing in revenue. That's not allotted to an opioid project this year that will have to be earmarked for that. So therefore, to balance the budget, it does require a transfer from reserves of $3,806. Those numbers do include the transfer from the school capital reserve fund. And that is for the infrastructure and operations, additional funding for the school. Again, with the state not having us the final numbers, some of these will need to be addressed at our July meeting. We'll need to probably make some amendments to the budget at that time.
Any other discussion?
Motion to adopt the budget.
Motion's been made to adopt.
Second.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is board appointments. Mountain Empire Community College.
You still have the appropriation resolution and there's a couple other items under finance.
I thought you wanted to put them all in one. Well, motion on the budget appropriation resolution. Or questions?
Make motion to approve.
Motion's been made. I'll second it. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, supplemental appropriations and budget transfers.
Make motion to approve.
Second.
Motion's been made and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Now board appointments. Mountain Empire Community College.
So this was, Ms. Thomas realized she had made a mistake on the, when she had first come on, Mr. Knacker was appointed, and I believe it was in sometime in the fall, but it was an unfulfilled term that was actually due in the big reappointment in June, and she had missed that when we'd done the regular June meeting. So Mr. Knacker is willing to be reappointed if the board sees fit.
I'll make motion to reappoint.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Yes.
Social Services Board, I would like to make a motion to appoint Mr. Shoemaker temporarily to that board while we do find somebody to serve full time. Motion's been made and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Keynote temporarily. Reports and recommendations of the board.
her statements.
Well, the ones, yeah, well, she gave us a copy of those in our special meeting.
Yes.
But she was instructed on more than one occasion to give us what she had sent in that they rejected.
Yeah.
No, I've not received those.
Have you received anything out of the other things that we've requested from them that we haven't received as of last meeting?
So, last Tuesday, myself and Mr. Kidwell and Mr. Shoemaker met with the region office representatives along with a member of their board and director. The key takeaways from that meeting were to go ahead and Mr. Cope as well, was to have Mr. Cope provide them with online access to the account. It's my understanding that he has spoke with Pi Valley Bank already and has that resolved. The other issue was to address getting an MOU in place between our board and theirs as far as the transfer of the funds above the appropriated amounts and to how the DSS board would essentially reimburse the county once they receive their state reimbursements. I know Ms. Muncy is working on that with their attorney to make sure it's something suitable for both boards. Outside of that, I've received no additional information from DSS. I have spoken with the Friends of God, which is something I'd like to ask to speak to in a closed session.
So the number that we asked DSS about reimbursement, it was 600 and, do you remember that number?
So in May, Nathan deposited a $600,000 deposit out of the county funds. There was other money throughout the year as well. But the day of the meeting, to clarify and to get on the record, Mr. Watson tries to report all this, but I do not know that I have the exact numbers in front of me. When Nathan and I were going through and double checking all of our figures to ask the region, there was a discrepancy in the budget of the amount for DSS and CSA of roughly $1.1 million. So it appeared that at this meeting last year, at the adoption of the budget, the amount that was budgeted for DSS and CSA totaled $13,243,634. When Mr. Wright done his second appropriation in September, second quarterly appropriation, he failed to change from the previous year. A lot of times we use documents, we just copy and paste and plug in the new figures. So I found that, so it was roughly between the state and federal funding and local funds, roughly $1.1 million that have been shorted on Nathan's reconciliation. It come out to about $370,000 in local money. That money, he did go ahead and shift that over because the resolution that was passed last June carried, it was what was passed in the budget. So then, on our side, I talked to Jenny a couple different times about if we needed to do anything as far as supplemental appropriation or anything to clear it up on our side of the county for the county. She had the correct budget of amount and had it split into quarterly distributions. Just in the treasurer's office, they went by one of the quarterly appropriations, that was the previous year's number. But Nathan's already got that resolved on his end as well. Still showing that they have overspent theirs. They're under budget, but the local share is over what was budgeted this year that we're wrapping up, the current year.
Is there anything due the 30th of this month? Anything coming from them?
In what way?
Of money.
To us. We'll need to get this MOU in place.
Yeah, we've asked for reimbursement from anything we've spent over budget.
So once we get this MOU in place, it was my understanding from our regional finance that we could go back, tell us 3 years, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But that could cut into some of their funding, but the way it was explained to me is that would get into some of their current funding, and then they have what they call pass-through, which we have to fund at a higher local rate.
Well, I'd like to see them pay back all that we can, because that's taxpayer dollars, not DSS dollars. Go do what you want to with the game place.
And I believe once we get the memorandum of understanding drawn up and in place, that will be the request from the board to be reimbursed what we can.
Well, and we discussed in that meeting, what was it referred to, Mike? Non-reimbursables?
Yeah.
This money being spent that's non-reimbursed by the state or the feds.
It comes out of local funds, yes.
Comes out of local funds, and we've asked for a detailed description on what that money was being spent on.
So my understanding is there was roughly $100,000 from DSS and roughly $150,000 in CSA. Those are rough crude numbers, but it was close to $250,000 in non-reimbursable between the two programs.
And we did do a request for a detailed itemized ledger on how that money had been spent. And I assume we've not received anything on that yet.
Andre sent a message to the regional finance this morning to Nathan, saying that he went through and looked at theirs. He was still trying to get what he could for CSA. He had more access on the DSS side, was my understanding. But nothing showing as far as the details or where we're at with our appropriations, what was budgeted versus where we're at on expenditures. He said that he'd have to get with Nathan to follow up some more on that as well.
I have no faith whatsoever in the director of Lee County Department of Social Services. She's not held up to what she's told us she's going to do. She's not complied with the audit or anything else.
Yeah, holding auditors up could cost the county, so. Anyways, any other reports of the board? None? I would like to say that I think we're really, really close to having a balanced budget this year. First time in a long time, but I understand maybe the last 12 years at least.
At least.
At least the last 12 years of having a balanced budget. We're there. Obviously, it ain't easy. We have cut. We have done a lot. We have met many, many hours up here. Other departments have sacrificed along with us, school system included. I think DSS needs to do their part, and hopefully they will in the near future. But some of the talk about the Pennington Pool versus Thomas Walker Pool and the 20,000 funding, the county does own the Thomas Walker Pool. Pennington Pool belongs to Pennington, and we do not supplement employment for Jonesville, the town of Jonesville. So we didn't feel the need to do it for the town of Pennington. It was just that simple. Nothing against the pool or the kids or anything that was implied, but bottom line is we wanted to balance the budget. We worked hard to do so, and we're there now. And it's a little bit that everybody's going to have to give and take to make it happen. But other than that, anybody else?
I do want to say one thing. I want everybody to kind of keep Jasper Fire Department in your prayers because they lost their current. They took him off as chief just a couple of months ago, but he fought for 6 months with health problems, and he passed away there over the weekend. Everyone to pay them and the officer over at the federal prison as well. Shoemaker brought the members down. I can't remember it off the top of my head.
James Bell.
Yeah. And Mike Brady was the chief of Jasper.
Reports and recommendations of the county attorney.
I don't have any report this time.
Reports and recommendations of the county administrator.
I'd just like to ask to speak in closed session under personnel, consultation with legal counsel, and investment of public funds.
Motion to go in closed session.
Make a motion to go in closed session for appointment personnel 2.2-3711A1, investment of public funds 2.2-3711A6. And consultation with legal counsel 2.2-3711A7.
Second.
Motion's been made with a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We're now in closed session. All that we discuss closed session material.
Yes.
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 Well, motion to close the transfer station on July the 4th. Saturday. Motion's been made, do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Make a motion to hire a part-time floater employee to work back and forth between the dump sites and the normal workers out.
Second.
Just for one?
Do we need more than one?
Do you want to advertise it for a pool, and then we can see who applies from what districts and see kind of how we could divide it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Motion been made with a second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, motion carries. And topic number three.
Audit, 5,000.
Make a motion to, give another $5,000 to get the audit complete in 2 weeks. And for a resolution or whatever needs to be drafted to send to the Department of Social Services Board, that this needs to be done timely, and
I second it.
Their, what was the word?
What was that word?
The one using malfeasance?
No, I think we could just use, for cause, just for cause.
And Social Services Board step up and do the right thing, get this done.
Motion's been made with a second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, motion carries.
Administrator, hire and fire.
Make a motion to, I guess the word would be authorize, yeah.
Authorize.
Authorize, county administrator to hire and fire through the fiscal year 2026.
Second.
Motion's been made in a second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
That was for the fiscal year 26, 27.
Yeah, I think I heard it say 27 too.
Yeah.
Need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
See you in July.